From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Emily Hayes. It's Tuesday, June 7th. Coming up, three candidates for the 13th Congressional District are modeling their campaign after former President Trump, while one is choosing a more bipartisan track. That story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Today, it costs more on average to fill up your car in Illinois than it would in Hawaii, Alex Degman reports.
Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy. He says the average cost of a gallon of regular unleaded in Hawaii was $5.44, while the statewide average in Illinois crept up to $5.45. DeHaan says there are a lot of factors behind that, including historically low supplies in the Great Lakes region.
So many of these issues, from COVID to Russia's invasion of Ukraine to refining capacity to demand, it's just astonishing, I'll say, to see how these factors have come together to lead to the predicament that we're in today.
DeHaan says demand is growing as more people head back into offices and try to have normal summer plans. He expects the national average to hit $5 a gallon by the end of this week. I'm Alex Degman.
Anyone, 18 or younger, can walk into select Champaign and Urbana schools this summer to eat a free meal. The free meal started yesterday at designated schools in the Unit 4 and 116 school districts. Katie Rowland is the chief financial officer for Urbana School District 116. She says the program helps fight summer hunger.
If there was a daycare across the street, they might come over, you know, to get out of the house. So it helps if there is going to be a larger group to let our food service provider know so they can expect and prepare for them. But we're happy to serve anybody that comes through the door.
Urbana will participate in the federal program until July 15th. The Champaign Unit 4 District's participation runs until July 26th. Dolostone is a rock that was used in the construction of the state capitol building in Springfield, and now it's the official state rock of Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed legislation adding Dolostone to Illinois' collection of state symbols at a ceremony Monday in suburban Chicago. He was joined by schoolchildren who led the campaign to select a state rock for Illinois. State Senate sponsor Laura Ellman told the students that their efforts are an example of citizen involvement in government.
Your work in getting this bill created and getting this bill passed is also a message to people all over Illinois that everyone, we all can be part of the legislative process and helping make Illinois a better place.
Dolostone is a sedimentary rock similar to limestone that underlies much of Illinois. It was the winner in a statewide classroom election to choose a state rock, organized by children from schools in Naperville and Burr Ridge. And here's the latest on COVID-19 in Champaign County. Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports that 27 patients are hospitalized with COVID-19. That's slightly fewer than last week. None of the patients are in the ICU. According to the CDC, Champaign County and 30 other Illinois counties are rated at a medium risk for COVID-19. 19 counties in Illinois are rated high, including counties around Bloomington, Peoria, Springfield, and Chicago. The CDC recommends that people in medium-risk areas wear a mask on public transportation. 68% of Champaign County's vaccine-eligible population is vaccinated. Still to come, we'll learn where Republican candidates for the 13th Congressional District stand on issues from gun laws to whether the 2020 election was free and fair. That story from Harrison Malkin is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Emily Hayes. Four Republican candidates hoping to represent the newly drawn 13th Congressional District debated here at Illinois Public Media last Thursday. As Harrison Malkin reports, three candidates are modeling their campaign after former President Trump, while one is choosing a more bipartisan track.
Who won the 2020 presidential election, and was it free and fair?
Brian Mackey, host of the 21st Talk Show, asked each of the 13th District GOP candidates that question. Terry Martin, a former political journalist, dodged it.
Well, Joe Biden is in the White House. He's signing the bills. He's the president of the United States.
Did he legitimately win the election?
I don't think we can say that because there's been no legitimate investigation.
Jesse Rising, a former federal prosecutor, answered in a similar way. He's been endorsed by former HUD Secretary Ben Carson and Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. Regan Deering, a community organizer and former small business owner, followed suit.
So the 2020 election was unlike any I've ever voted in my lifetime. I know that we now have the Biden administration controlling the White House and decimating our middle-class families.
Matt Hausman, an aerospace engineer and former teacher, had a different response.
Yes, Joe Biden won, and yes, it was free and fair, as was said by his own, by Trump's own election security official.
And that might be because he's modeling his campaign after Congressman Rodney Davis, who's known for his attempts at bipartisanship. The candidates are largely hoping for a return to Trump's America First principles. They think it will grow the economy and decrease inflation. Deering, who was endorsed by the late Congressman Tim Johnson, said inflation is a tax on families across the U.S. She thinks it's being caused by irresponsible federal spending. Rising agreed, saying he takes inspiration from the policies of former President Ronald Reagan.
On the government, on the fiscal side, we have to cut this reckless federal spending that's fueling the inflation. We also have to bring good-paying jobs back to central and southern Illinois.
Hausman advocated for the Federal Reserve to abandon its dual mandate, which was established in 1977, and allows the Reserve to account for both unemployment and price stability. Martin agreed that the Fed is to blame for high inflation rates. I asked each of the candidates if they would support red flag laws or universal background checks. None said yes, except for Hausman, who also pushed for raising the minimum age for buying a firearm.
We as Republicans need to admit that there is a problem with guns being too easily accessible for dangerous hands.
Rising disagreed, saying the recent mass shootings are about mental health, not guns. Martin agreed that treating mental health is the best option because, in his view, anti-gun violence laws aren't enough. Deering said that gun ownership and gun safety is the solution. Martin said he's worried about middle-class families because these days politics feels like the Twilight Zone.
You don't know what a woman is anymore? I don't know how to address that. I think we're in a crazy time. I feel like the Twilight Zone. I would ask you for your vote because I'm here for common sense.
Rising, a sixth-generation Decatur native, agreed with Martin, saying there's a lot that needs to change in the U.S.
Our schools are failing our children. We're facing skyrocketing crime rates. And when I get to Congress, I'll work to strengthen our economy.
Deering reiterated her support for America First principles while calling for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi to be fired.
We clearly need a lot less government in the way. We need to be an America First when we're talking about energy, we're talking about jobs, we're talking about putting people first.
Hausman believes in conservative principles, but also wants to bring people together.
Because self-serving politicians use fear and outrage and divisiveness to win elections and then don't do anything for us. So I want to go to Congress and bring people together.
The primary election is set for June 28th. The polling website 538 says the district is Democratic-leaning by 7 points. I'm Harrison Malkin, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be partly cloudy with a high of 77 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Alex Digman, Jim Meadows, and Harrison Malkin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Emily Hayes. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.